Well, if you are in the housing hunt, you might be paying attention to what's going on these interest rates, because they have now fallen 16 basis points to just under 6.3%. It was the largest single-day drop late last week in over a year. And what triggered it? What does this mean? How does that jive then with the jobs report? All of it is very interesting, and we bring in David Hall, the founder and CEO of Hall Financial, to break it down for us. D. Hall, good to have you back, my friend.
Hey, it's great to be here. Good morning.
So what triggered this? What happened here?
Well, number of things. We have seen so many jobs reports that got revised, and all of them were overstated in terms of the amount of jobs that the economy had. In fact, 13 of the last 20 reports were overinflated. So what happened is that the market just kept getting these revisions upon revisions, and now the jobs report doesn't look nearly like it was being reported. So this all just sort of caught up to the market after a number of years, actually. And now the market has created a 100% chance that the Fed is going to lower rates next Wednesday. It's just a matter of if it's going to be a quarter or maybe they go a half. I think they probably go a quarter. But as usual, the market is ahead of that. So the market has already factored in that the Fed is going to lower rates. Mortgage interest rates have come down from sort of the low sevens to the low sixes. And it's been really good for both folks that want to get out there and start shopping because you can afford more home or get a cheaper payment. And everybody that did a loan in 2023 or 2024 should probably be looking at refinancing right now.
What if folks were looking at refinancing and you looked at the numbers as is and it was like it's only going to be a couple hundred dollars difference per month? Could the new rate drops make that more meaningful?
Yeah, incredibly meaningful. And what's really important about that, Jamie, is that if you're looking at refinancing, there are a couple things to look at. Number one is, all right, can I cut my payment? And if my payment's going to go down, obviously, that's a very positive thing for a lot of households in the U.S. The other thing that folks are looking at is cutting down the term of their loan. So a lot of times, let's say I'm going to save, you know, $70 or $80 by redoing my mortgage. Well, maybe it's better for you to cut 4 or 5 years off your mortgage. People are cutting their term right now, going maybe from 28 years to 22 years and having a very similar payment. So there are a lot of ways to look at refinancing. And then the other piece is, you know, a lot of Americans have accumulated a lot of debt with all the inflation that's been going on over the last 2 years. And a remortgage or refinance of your mortgage can really step in and do a great job of maybe alleviating some of those debts, pay them off, roll them into your mortgage, whatever the case may be. But now with folks having the opportunity to lock in a much lower rate than maybe they got when they bought a house in 2023 and 2024. And, you know, don't forget, one of the things we've advised, you know, clients over the last couple of years is, you know, if you bought the house a couple of years ago, you're going to be able to refinance later, and we're seeing that play out rather than having to go out and shop and buy a house now. If you already got the house, now you can refinance with a lower payment.
We had talked earlier this year, and you said that, you know, it would be best for people who are in the market that wanted a house to get it now, because then you could always refi down the road. But what are we going to see now as these drop, and maybe they continue to drop? But what do we see in the market? What do we see from lenders and mortgages now that these numbers are starting to turn on the downward?
Well, the first thing we're going to see is we're going to see more buyers go to the market. And so you're going to have more competition out there for a home that maybe you want to buy this fall, because so many folks have had the strategy of, well, you know what, I'm just going to wait until rates go down a little bit before I look at purchasing a home. And we've seen that there's been a huge pent-up demand because people just couldn't afford it. Well, now, you know, with rates dropping almost a full percentage point over the last couple of weeks, what we've got is we've got folks that can either afford $30,000 more in a home than they could before, or again, a lower payment on that same house. So I think it's going to be a very robust buyer's market over the next couple of months, because I think there's going to be a lot of excitement from folks going out and trying to purchase that home now that rates have come down into this range where maybe they've been waiting for this because of the fact that just folks had a hard time getting their arms around the fact that with a 7 handle on the interest rate, especially from where we were a number of years ago, they were having a hard time digesting this. So I think you're going to see a lot more buyers coming to the market starting this week and next week.
Where are we on inventory? Will there be houses to buy?
Yeah, there are. And so recently, a lot of this country has turned towards the buyer's market. Buyers have actually had a little bit more control. And so what we're going to find is we're going to find actually more sellers will come to the market because they're willing to buy another house with a lower interest rate. That one of the biggest problems has been nobody wants to sell because they have such a low interest rate on their home currently. And as interest rates come down, you're going to find more sellers coming to the market. But a stat that just came out about 10 days ago, about half of the homes in the United States that have mortgages on them are at 4% or less. That means half are above 4%. So everybody thinks that everybody's got a 2.5% or 3% rate. That's not really the case. In fact, over 50% of mortgages in the U.S. are over 4%. And as rates continue to come down, which I think they will, you know, you're going to see more and more folks willing to sell their home so that there's more inventory on the market. And that's already started to begin.
How might this lower rate impact the long term on home builders? It's something that we've talked a lot about. More of these these new builds are going up. And in fact, we just talked to an economist the other day that said that it's almost cheaper now to buy a brand new house that is being built than to buy one that's existing. So what does that do on that side of things?
Well, it's going to be great for home builders. Home builders have had a really hard time, and we've seen very limited building because of these inflationary numbers that have caused all of the goods and services to be, it's not affordable to be able to build a new house. So lower interest rates is going to do so many things that's positive for the market, including new built homes. You know, the Fed has had this mandate that they've been really watching inflation and jobs. That's what they've been looking at. And it's really hurt housing, and it's really hurt home builders, and it's really hurt folks' ability to purchase an affordable home. I mean, President Trump talked a couple of weeks ago about an affordability crisis and the government maybe having to do something about it. Well, I think now that we're seeing rates start to settle in at a lower rate, I don't think that they'll have to do that, especially if the Fed, when they cut next week and then potentially cut again in October. But, you know, I think that this is going to be good news for home builders. I think it's going to be good news for folks that purchased a home in the last couple of years to get some payment relief. And it's also going to be great for buyers coming to the market, especially first-time home buyers, because the affordability has been really tough with rates in the sevens.
Interesting. We'll continue to follow it. No, you will as well. David Hall, thank you, my friend. Appreciate it.
Hey, always great to be with you guys. Thanks.
Yeah, you got it. A big honor for our friend George Blaha. We'll talk to him coming up on the other side here on JR Morning.